Robin and Marion don't get on at all when they first meet. But there is a latent kindness to both these people, that they've probably been looking for some sign of that same intuitive kindness in other people all their lives, and they find it in the most unlikely place, you know. So Marion is much more of a stronger person, I think, in this particular incarnation than in others. And Cate Blanchett is just a magnificent actress, and it was a great privilege to get to work with her on this. And I always find, you know, with an epic story, if you just look at the larger canvas, and if you don't look at the, you know, the individual brushstrokes, then if you haven't done that focus on the brushstrokes, then no matter what you can do, the painting's not going to be great, is it? You know, because it's one stroke at a time, and that's the way Ridley works. I mean, I always, you know, I change the artist, but I liken him to working with a great painter, you know. Most often I say Titian, because he is bold and works on a large scale and works with such incredible depth. And I've made 5 movies with him, and, you know, as far as I'm concerned, my job is to hold the paints, and, you know, if he wants more blue, I do my best to try and give him more blue. You've got some very talented actors in this cast who are just relishing the opportunity to play these iconographic characters. And, you know, Oscar Isaacs as King John has been a personal revelation to me. I mean, he's a very, very clever actor, and he's having a ball. And that's one of the key things about this movie. Every single person in this cast has been having a lot of fun, you know, and I think that's probably going to be reflected in how the film comes across. You've got Mark Addy as Friar Tuck, Kevin Durant as Little John, Scott Grimes as Will Scarlet, Alan Doyle as Alan Adale, and all of these guys just are irrepressibly good-humoured. So no doubt that'll come across, you know. You know, if you're going to fire a bow and arrow, then you should go and do a little bit of work on firing a bow and arrow, because the circumstances are never going to be perfect. You know, you're going to be firing while you're running, while it's raining. You know, you have to fire a certain mark in a certain place, so you need to be so familiar with that thing. It's the same as anything, whether it's a violin and a master and commander, or, you know, a short sword and gladiator. You've got to make the thing that's part of your character, part of you. So, you know, there's an extended period there where I was firing 200 arrows a day, which is roughly equivalent to what an Olympic archer would probably do. I have been in Richard's army putting a French castle to siege. it's a very special thing, you know. I mean, personally for me, it's somebody who thinks the concept of time travel is extremely exciting, you know, to actually get to do it, you know. It's just, you know when you play games when you're a kid, you know, and you think because you got the ice cream bucket upturned on your head and you got a broomstick in your hand that you are in fact a soldier in the Second World War, you know. This is the sort of thing where you get the exact right costume. You don't have to use the broomstick because you've got a sword handcrafted by a man who spent his life learning the skills required to make a sword, and he's inlaid the hilt of the sword to a level of exactitude that your childhood imagination could never fully grasp, you know. It's a gigantic story. It will take you to a different time period. I think that there is philosophical and spiritual aspects to the story which I think will touch people deeply. I think there's real romance in this film and true love.